The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved cleanliness so much that the companions radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they would always be aware of when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had even walked down the street. Why? Because the air would be filled with his phenomenal fragrance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ النِّسَاء وَطِيب. Two things which are truly beloved to me of this world, women and fragrance. وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And the coolness of my eyes is within, has been made within the prayer, within salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, although he was naturally so beautifully fragrant, he still often wore perfume. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, although he was pure in every way, every manner, he still bathed regularly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he loved cleanliness, whether that's in his body, whether that's in his clothing, whether that's in his home, in his house. Today, in a world obsessed with style and trends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah teaches us balance. Yes, look good. Yes, smell good, but with modesty and without arrogance. Reviving this sunnah is very simple. Wear perfume. Bathe regularly. Keep your clothes clean, because a believer should be known for purity inside and out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves beauty. Be beautiful. Be nice, but always be clean. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.